Cthulhu presents A Call of Cthulhu Scenario, The House on Stratford Lane by John Crone. This button? Okay, so for the benefit of posterity, this is The House on Stratford Lane by John Crone, John H. Crone, if you want to be formal. It is from the third issue of Unspeakable Oath. From 1994. So let's go around and introduce characters real quick. Edwin?
I am playing Grace Phillips. She runs a small business in Hartford where she tells people's fortunes, read palms, and does the crystal ball. A little hole-in-the-wall shack, but that's really just a front for her more active investigations into the spiritual world.
Jonathan?
I'm playing Alan Peterson, currently employed as a bouncer, or maybe not currently employed, but he's certainly done that in the past. He's a big, dumb guy who likes punching things.
Nice. And Randall?
Richard Kearns. He's an engineer, mechanical engineer, but right now he doesn't have a job, so a formal job. So what he's doing is helping his friend at the car store, fixing cars.
Okay, cool. So for the sake of simplicity, we will, of course, say that all three of you are known to each other, acquainted. Possibly Mr. Peterson and Mr. Kearns are regular visitors to Ms. Phillips' establishment.
And Peterson has definitely accompanied me into some of the seedier neighborhoods.
Well, certainly, he would call him up to... hire him as a bodyguard, perhaps, something like that. That makes perfect sense.
Yep.
Okay, so it is May 4th, 1925. We find ourselves in Hartford, Connecticut.
What did we just lose?
We lost Randall.
Randall. So most of us find ourselves in Hartford.
Sorry.
Yeah, no worries. You didn't miss anything.
Okay.
So we are at Miss Phillips' either house or home or place of your little, storefront with the palm reader sign in front of it or whatever. Might be the same place. And a client of yours, someone who is an occasional client, let's say not, a super regular client, but someone you definitely recognize, a Mr. James Burbridge, B-U-R Bridge, Burbridge, walks in the door. I'm sure there's a little...
Good morning. Rings. Tinkle, tinkle. Morning, Mr. Burbridge. I sense that you have an adventure.
Miss Phillips, yes, you're... Oh, good as always. Yes, I'm concerned about one of my neighbors. I was hoping you could look into him. He's been acting odd for quite some time, and now with what happened, I'm sure he must be involved. But the police, they won't do anything.
Please, have a seat and tell me. And I'll start making some tea and light a little incense to calm down Burbridge.
He graciously accepts it. Yes, it's my neighbor, Mr. Edwards, Charles Edwards.
Yes, what has he been doing, Mr. Charles Edwards?
Well, he's one of those neighbors that no one likes to have.
there's delivery people and, you know, things coming and going at, I mean, at all hours. The, you know, a delivery truck rumbling up the road at 3 a.m.
Ah, yes.
You know, you won't talk to anyone, even when, you know, myself or any of the other people on the street. And the rare times when you see him, he seems to never leave the house. And
the lights, the smoke?
No, I haven't seen any smoke, but there are certainly lights, and he's doing something in that basement of his. And the house has just gone completely. He's just let it go. The lawn has died off, and the trees are dying, and it's just an eyesore. And
you've seen some creatures, some ghosts?
No, I wish. Wouldn't that be exciting? No, I'm afraid that it's really come to a head because I'm certain he must be involved. You must have heard about the kidnapping.
Of course. What have I heard about the kidnapping?
Make a no roll.
Okay. One of these, and...
Are we all there for this?
It's up to you guys. If you want to be there, we could... Perhaps Mr. Pedersen is just hanging around, and Mr. Cairns may be on his way out from a session of tarot something.
I think it would be good if they were there to know things.
Yeah, it would certainly it would certainly save us some time.
Okay.
You want us to go rough this guy up, force him to spill the beans?
Mr. Kearns, yes, you. There has recently been a news of a kind of high-profile kidnapping of a young girl named Elizabeth Winfield, who has been missing since April
27. Wow. Aren't you talking about the missing girl?
Yes, Elizabeth. She's the Winfields. They live on our street too. They're just a couple doors down from.
Well, that's a very strong accusation. What makes you say that?
Well, all the weird stuff going on. No one else on our street would do anything like this, and I mean, we would notice if someone. He kind of looks askance at Mr. Pedersen, possibly at Mr. Kearns as well. No one, we would notice if anyone untoward came around. It's a very tight-knit neighborhood. It must be Mr. Edwards. But the police said that they claim, I don't know, that they looked into it and couldn't find any evidence, but I think they're just incompetent.
So, I will pretend that Mr. Edwards has told me along over the years I've heard about this neighbor. Has he been there a while?
Yeah.
Okay. And so that it's, well, perhaps we shall have to see what he's up to. With his lights in the basement and deliveries in the middle of the night.
Well, it does sound strange, but, you know, saying that he kidnapped someone. But I guess we can take a look for sure, just for your peace of mind.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you so much. That poor girl,
Yeah.
Can't imagine what that monster Edwards is doing to her.
Yes, a missing spirit. Yes, we can track her. Do you know anything about her, this Elizabeth Winfield?
She's, how the hell old is she? That I don't know. She's, does it say in one of here? No, wait a second. Here we go. There we are. Oh, good. I'm glad I didn't make that up. Yeah, she's eight. She's just 8 years old. Her parents are you know, they live on our street. They're good, solid, upstanding people. Justin and Catherine.
Well, this don't sound good. Let's go around and I'll make him talk.
Yes, and perhaps does this Elizabeth Winfield leave toys on her yard? Perhaps.
No, the Winfields like everyone else very on the clean. Block, except for Mr. Edwards, are always very, very clean. It's a very neat, well kept neighborhood, or at least it was until Edwards moved in.
Very well. Mr. Burbridge, we will, yes, I believe we have just the crew here to look into this.
Excellent, excellent. Well, if there's anything I can do to help, please let me know. He'll take his leave.
Well, it sounds a little bit crazy to me. It's okay. We can shake it out. It's lights in the basement. Could be something good. Let's find out.
Yeah, I mean, he must be, there must be something interesting there, even if we find no sign of Elizabeth.
Well, don't you know where she is, Miss Phillips?
Well, I'll find her.
Is this your kind of area?
Yes, of course. Alan, I need to get a hold of, perhaps a doll or something she spent time with.
Okay. Makes sense.
And Mr. Kearns, you remember reading about, you don't remember, many details, but you do remember reading about Elizabeth's kidnapping in the paper. Although it was a week ago and it was just, a little girl got kidnapped. Okay. You don't remember all the details, but you remember it was definitely in the paper.
Was it kidnapped for sure, meaning there was a ransom note, or is it just girl went missing, assumed kidnapped?
That's an interesting question.
Now,
perhaps you might find a way to answer it.
Okay, so that's not something he remembers.
Not at the moment, no.
Okay, that's cool.
Well, maybe, Yes?
I was just wondering if we should start with the house or the missing girl. It seems the missing girl, frankly, is more important than the neighbor. They may or may not be related.
Well, isn't it obvious? He took the girl. That's what James said, right?
He did say that.
Let's not jump into conclusions.
So why would he lie?
He may not know the truth.
What? I don't understand. let's go around and punch him until he gives the girl back.
Yes, we'll do that.
Okay.
That will be fine, but I think first we should see what we can find out. perhaps.
There was something on the papers. Let me see if I can find that.
Yeah, perhaps we can buy get the week's worth of papers.
I should have it back home. Why don't we go to my place?
Okay. Yes, we can do that. I'm glad you take the paper.
Yeah. I don't have anything to offer you at the moment other than water, but you don't mind that?
Maybe I'll bring something. I will pack. I'll run upstairs to the apartment and pack up some cheese and some bread and maybe a bottle of wine.
Oh, very nice.
We'll come back down.
Is it against the law, that wine of yours?
It's medicinal, of course.
All right, let me make a library roll once we get home. Oh, 98. Oh, the papers are over there. You can help me.
I have a 19 if it's library. Well, I have a 19 whether it's library use or some other thing. That's a hard success.
You actually don't even need to roll. It's pretty easy to find in the even in the kind of chaos here in of his home. It might take me a moment to find it, though. Where is my screen capture of it?
Richard is searching through the one ad looking for a job.
were you burgled?
Yes. Yeah, sorry for the mess. I haven't been feeling very well lately.
So there you go. This is the you are very quickly able to find.
Stratford Lane child missing. Late last evening, police responded to a call made by the parents of Elizabeth Ward Winfield, who stated that their daughter had disappeared from the backyard and that they feared that she had been kidnapped. A search of the area around Stratford Lane conducted by police with the help of concerned neighbors turned up nothing. Elizabeth Winfield, aged 8, was last seen by her parents, Justin and Catherine Winfield, playing in the backyard of their home. Police theorized that Elizabeth either somehow got down into the sewer system or that she was kidnapped. A search of the sewers is planned for today, and police are still hopeful that young Elizabeth will be found unharmed. Police ask that anyone seeing Elizabeth Winfield should contact them immediately. She is 8 years old, 4'6" in height, 60 to 65 pounds in weight, thin and has brown hair and blue eyes. She was last seen, blah, 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 blah. She will answer to the name Beth. So there was no follow-up article. I want to look through the next day and the next day's paper to see if there's anything about the following up from the sewer investigation. If there's just a little tidbit on the probably on the inside somewhere saying, you know, police follow up on missing child. Blah,
yeah,
blah.
So the 2 days after that, there is a small article, like, you know, barely a paragraph, maybe two paragraphs, that's mentioned that Elizabeth is still missing. The police have searched the area and have been unable to find her.
So no clues, no ransom request, and they did a search of the sewers. Or, presumably.
That is correct.
Okay.
It's not good. It's almost a week later.
Yeah. Yeah, the poor girl. Well, Alan?
Yes?
Are you ready?
For what?
Well, to go visit Mr. Charles Edwards and ask him where Elizabeth Winfield is.
Oh, yes. Don't know why we're sitting around reading the paper anyway.
Sort of give Richard a bit of a sideways glance and a shrug.
I believe we shouldn't jump into conclusions, as I said before. Let's try to, you know, go around the house and see if we see these lights that she was talking about, and then let's find out if.
Let's find out.
Find out what?
I think that's a good idea.
Sorry. Let's see if there is anything unusual first before, you know, checking the poor man app. Maybe he's innocent.
We don't know. We have the address of both houses.
Yep.
Can we tell? Are they neighbors? I guess to start with, are they on different streets?
No, they are from the
all Chapel Plain.
Yeah, they're all on the same block.
I think we might also want to see how someone would get to the backyard of the house. See who shares a fence with her.
Well, I assume we're from the same neighborhood, so we should know, right?
Sure. Sure, that's why...
I don't think I'm from this neighborhood. Sounds too nice. <We're> off.
Yeah, it's not impossible that Mr. Kearns might be nearby. You know, a few blocks over kind of thing. But.
Right. Well, so we can walk over there and see what we see.
Yeah.
Okay, so you make your way over to Stratford Lane.
Yeah. You know what a good idea could be? Maybe we can go to Miss Phillips' studio and stay there, talk to her until we hear or see something.
What?
Well, she's the one that said that she saw the lights and all that. So maybe from her.
I'm Miss Phillips.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You mean Mr. Burbridge?
So, yes.
Mr. Burbridge has the house.
Yes.
Burbridge.
He's the one who came to see us.
Yep. He also lives on Stratford Lane. So you make your way over there. Is that the?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take a walk up on the lane.
Yep. So, you know, you kind of wander, make your way over there. It's a very nice, neat, clean, upscale neighborhood. You know, from the post boxes on the street, you know, they all have people, you know, the family names on them. And so after, you know, 5 or 10 minutes of kind of wandering, you kind of get a picture of the neighborhood you might say. It looks like this. It looks like that which is in the notes.
Oh, there it is. Okay. A tiny bit smaller and then pop up maybe. Oh, there we go. Perfect. All right, so what do we have? Allenby's, Charles Edwards. So Charles Edwards is the suspect. And Winfield is not quite a neighbor. There's the Caldwell house in between. But there's woods back there that one could sneak through. Rock, Wargain, and then Burbridge, our friend, is across from the Winfields. Am I getting that right? Let's see. Burbridge is the Burbridge is the client and Edwards is the suspect. Yep, okay. Okay. Jackson. Okay, so it's certainly possible that Edwards could. So maybe we should. So going up to the, we'll say north is up. North of the Collins house, to the next sort of street there, maybe we can head south through the woods until we're behind the Edwards house. and then look for to see if there's sort of a worn path or anything that leads from there to the Winfield house.
Did it say she was playing in the
backyard
garden? Right, so yeah, we should.
I'm sure the police did this, but they don't have a, they're not very sensitive.
Yes, that's right. I cannot read the names on the houses, so from my phone.
Oh, from your phone, okay.
Yeah.
Basically walking down the eastern edge.
Yep.
Behind those houses there.
And keep an eye out for
the hidden things.
And, right. Buttons and footsteps and whatnot.
Sure. So, okay. You know, the...
Can we get to see... where is this... let's see. What is this Burbridge house? Is it in front then?
So Burbridge is, yeah, is across the street from the house with the missing girl.
Yeah, the Burbridge is the bottom one on the left.
Okay.
Oh.
He's the one who reported the...
Yep.
Who reported the girl missing, right? Okay, yep. I was thinking Burbridge was the one above it, but you're right. That is, he's on the corner.
Yep.
Okay. Lonely Oak and Stratford Lanes.
Okay.
And Winfield is obviously one of the richer people, although Allenby has the big house. Looks like a duplex.
What's the time now? Is this
midday. Still
good? Okay.
So yeah. So what are the woods like? Is it a park? Is there a path? Is it just sort of the start of a lot of woods?
No. So it's just kind of a little green space until, you know, then there's more houses over to east and another lane. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But woods, no alley.
Correct. The woods aren't particularly dense. You know, there's not a whole lot. You know, kind of the trees that you see there is really just about all the trees there are. It's not like it's a super dense forest. It's mostly, you know, grass with some, you know, leaves and dirt patches and detritus like that. Kind of walk along there. The Edwards house definitely. You know, even from when you were first walked down Stratford Lane, definitely stands out from the other houses. It is, you know, the grass is grown wild. The fence is a little not in the best of shape. There's some boards that could use replacing, and you know, it needs painting. You know, compared with the rest of the houses on the street, which are all, you know, very nice, very sharp. You can make a spot hidden roll as you're wandering through the there.
The Winfield house, those are that's a line of hedges around it, not a fence, right? Except in the front there's a fence.
Correct.
Okay, so
failed.
06 out of 50.
I fail.
So
we need to rely on his keen eyes.
Yes, our keen-eyed bouncer. Makes sense, he's used to... having to spot troublesome people in large crowds and noisy, and dark environments.
Punch them.
Yes. Unfortunately, there's no one here to punch, nor do there appear to be any particular, you know, trails or paths through the trees here. You know, you can kind of tell that you're definitely not the first people to, you know, ever walk through here, but you kind of get the feeling that this is, you know, a lot of people just come back here and wander around and, you know, enjoy the greenery, or, you know, kids would definitely come back here and play. Like I say, it's not very dense. Everything is pretty open and visible.
Okay. So that's what I spot.
That is what you spot.
Is there an obvious hole in the hedges at the back of the Winfield house where a little girl might sort of run back and forth if she were trying to get away from her parents?
There's not so much an obvious hole as the hedgerow itself is, again, not particularly dense. I mean, you could see, okay. You know, you could easily see, you know, pushing through pretty much anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, especially a young kid could, I mean, an adult could push their way through without any trouble. You know, and a young kid could, you know, definitely slip through without any difficulty.
Well, Richard, what do you think?
Well, if things are happening at night, maybe we can, you know, just see what happens, you know, after the sun goes down. If he's got the little girl, you know, we're not going to get anything just by knocking at his door and asking him.
No. But I'd hate for her to be there any longer than necessary. Is the Edwards house obviously has a basement. Can we tell if we sort of stand near the fence line whether there's an obvious way, like a storm door down into the basement from the outside?
There is a very obvious way, which is exactly what you would expect. And you would kind of guess if you would look at any of these houses that they would all have the same thing. There's a coal chute.
Okay. And it's in the back.
That is correct. I think that is correct. Let me check. Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So the coal chute is definitely off limits for our bouncer. It sounds big.
Well, size 70.
Big? Yeah.
There is a back door as well.
Okay. And are there any signs of life as we're watching the house? Any curtains moving or somebody staring out or anything like that?
You can make a spot hidden roll.
Not this time.
I'm
going Tim.
You're not succeeding?
It's a hard success.
Okay. So the you do notice as you're kind of peeking at the coal chute, by the way, there is a big heavy padlock on the coal chute.
Aha!
The rest of the house, you know, the doors, the front door, back door, all that are definitely closed. The windows, all the windows around the house are shuttered.
This is a house of many secrets. A dark, concealing place.
Well, it looks suspicious, I'll give you that.
But it might be a fun night, John. Perhaps we come back with a crowbar. And a flashlight.
I have one.
Yes, of course.
The car is the few things that I got left. So let me go ahead and Cindy, drunk. Let me get them.
Should we wait for night, or do you think of a noontime assault on the coal?
No. Let's as I said, I'll say we should go to this Mr.
Burbridge,
yes, house, and, okay. And you know, see if we can spot anything from there, and sure. Spend there the day.
Yeah, I'll go knock on his door.
I mean, I assume if he's... we were told he's basically a bit of a shut-in, is that right?
The Edward, yeah. He doesn't
really leave, so he's...
Right.
He's just always in and gets deliveries.
Do you want to deliver something?
Okay.
I will. Deliver my fist.
as you guys are discussing this, you're still in the woods, is that?
Sure.
Okay. You notice that there is a postman walking up the street, delivering mail. Otherwise, the street is pretty quiet.
Okay.
Let's talk to the postman. He has been delivering to his house.
Sure, I'm sure he'll be happy to speak to a stranger about his
federal
business.
Let's wait for him to see if he delivers something there.
Yes, okay. So yeah, I guess we can move so we can see if he goes up the front walk.
You certainly can. And yeah, he's not every house has a delivery, but most do. And yes, he does stop at the post box in front of the Edwards house and seems to place some mail into it.
Interesting. I mean, it's only a felony, right?
stealing his mail?
Stealing someone's mail.
Well, we can definitely take a look at what he's been delivered. But
yeah, we should wait till the mailman comes. But...
maybe we can get more info from the mailman, too. Maybe he's willing to talk. I'll run into him and just ask him casually, start talking about the missing girl. Let me do that.
It'll be fun.
Hey.
Hello there.
Yes. Good day, sir.
Good day. Nice day. I'm a friend of Mr. Birdbridge. Are you delivering anything for him today?
I can't really talk about that, sir.
Oh, just wanted to be helpful, you know. Oh man, look, that's the house of the Winfields. Are you aware that the little girl is still missing?
Oh yes, of course. It's I've seen Elizabeth many times. She's
really?
Yes. She's often out in the yard playing. Talk to her when I come by and deliver the mail. Terrible business, her missing. I understand the police haven't been able to find anything. And in fact, I was part of the big search about a week ago. There were...
Oh, were you?
Yes, dozens of us. The police asked for volunteers, and of course I had to.
In the sewers, you mean? Or
what I can.
I read something about the papers.
Well, I didn't go into the sewers. I know the police sent some men down into the sewers looking for her. She was such an... I can't imagine, pigtails and pretty dresses. I can't imagine her going down to the sewers, but... there were a bunch of us. We searched the neighborhood and, looked in the bins and maybe should see if she was hiding somewhere or in the trees. We searched the entire neighborhood. Couldn't find a trace of her. Terrible business.
Interesting. Usually when someone, especially small boys and girls, go missing, I've read that they usually will go with someone they know. So, the neighborhood is always the first place to look for.
Well, we were told that Charles Edwards... took her. Is that true?
Well, the police searched his house. They searched all the houses. And, They didn't find anything. Certainly, they... I mean, you can see, it would certainly be, you know, he kind of indicates the general rundown character of Edwards' house compared to the rest. He would certainly be someone you would suspect of such a thing, but they say they searched his house and didn't find anything, so...
They searched all the houses?
Yes, yes, they looked everywhere. They thought, you know, they even... They opened up old Allenby's house there. He indicates the big house. I thought maybe she was hiding in there, but didn't find her at all.
Yeah, these Ellers doesn't give the right vibe. You know what I'm saying. We heard that there's been a lot of deliveries to his place lately. But I don't look at him. You know, I'm just saying this aloud. In case he wants to contribute anything else. You know, we'll see.
I thought if she were anywhere, she would be in, she would be hiding in Allenby's house. It's been empty for so long now that, and it's, you know, just seems like a nice place for a young girl would want to go have a little adventure, but, they didn't find anything. They didn't find her in there either. So,
well, the house is empty now.
He indicated the Allenby house, which is the big one, the second one from the top on the left.
Okay.
Does it look like the kind of house that would have lots of hidden passages, secret rooms?
It looks like a big fancy house.
All right, man. Have a good day. We don't want to delay you your deliveries.
Neither rain nor sleet nor snow. I appreciate it. And he walks off to continue his work.
Okay. Well, maybe, you know, we can go to that house and see if we can spend there night.
Oh, excellent. Sure. Yeah, it does have it would have a good view of the Edwards house. We could certainly watch from there.
Oh, a stakeout.
Yeah, exactly. What could be better? Yeah, that seems like fun. And it seems like one could get through the bushes to the back of the Allenby house relatively unnoticed.
You certainly believe you could.
Okay.
Having given up on the idea of committing a federal felony.
Well, I mean, we're still breaking and entering. It's not...
Yeah, but that's not
giving up on our criminal activity.
Yeah, but that's not stealing somebody's mail. I mean, come on. That's right, just beyond the pale.
Exactly.
They still, you know, execute you for that, right? Okay.
Yeah, I'd game for that. That seems like fun.
Okay. Well, let's go to the back and let's see if we can sneak in.
Yeah.
But let's wait for, you know, for the day to finish so we can go in the middle of the night.
One thing that might be nice is to watch and see if Edwards comes and gets his mail. Then at least we know what he looks like.
Yeah, that's true.
We can
it'll be a post box at the sort of edge of the property.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Good.
Not mail slots in the door. Just you know, the post box on the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe there's a Maybe not. Maybe we just have to stand like neighbors who are nosy and talk in the street for a while.
Yeah.
What can we actually just take a look inside and see what's in the mailbox?
Sure, you can open it.
Yeah,
up.
if we don't take it, it's not a felony.
Yeah, you can pop it open. There are some letters in there.
Just letters? Like bills, or is it coming from anyone in specific? Correspondent.
Yeah, so presumably you take the letters out.
Do we see anyone at the, you know, coming out of the door of the house?
Of the Edwards.
Is there
house?
Any sign of Is there any sign of activity there?
There is not.
Okay, I'll just grab the letters, put them in my coat pocket, and walk off.
Okay. You have a stack of letters to.
Yep. Okay. Right. Well, let's go and check out this big house.
No, not yet. Let's wait for, you know, after 9 or after 10.
Yeah, we can check out the big house now, can't we?
Sure. Go take a look at it.
Yes, I think we could be sneaky enough.
Are you going to make it sneak your way around back, or just walk up to the front door, or what's that?
No.
Yeah, let's go around the back.
I think around back and, through the trees and up to the back back door.
Okay.
Seems like fun.
Yep. Make a couple of spot hidden rolls.
Okay.
One each, I guess, kind of thing.
Success. Normal.
Failure.
Yeah, you don't see anybody. You don't see anybody watching you. You kind of can certainly slip through the bushes there. Come up to the back of the house.
It's a quiet, trusting neighborhood. Too trusting.
Yeah. What's their problem?
I'll check the back door now that we're here. It can easily be opened.
It could be opened, but not easily in the sense of turning a knob.
Okay, let me see if I can make a.
Are we at the back door?
Mechanical repair.
Because I'll just put my shoulder into it.
Yeah, you're pretty sure the door is not broken. You don't need to make a roll for it.
I don't have people, barge into it.
Okay. Just for the potential comedic effect, give me a strength roll.
58 out of 80 success.
Yep, no problem. It's just a pretty simple. Back door. You put your shoulder into it and bust the catch open, and there's a bit of a crash.
Okay.
Damn you, Alan. Just try to be more quiet. We wanted to call the police. We want to find the girl.
Yeah. Sorry.
Let me take a look at that. Those letters you stole from him.
I'll hand them over.
Make listen rolls real quick.
Ooh, okay. Listen. Ooh, 11.
Hey, I passed something.
I didn't.
Nice.
The house is quiet once the sound of the door cracking open dies down. The house is quiet. Before we get to the letters, real quick, you find yourself in kind of a large kitchen, and as you look at you kind of look around, the house is very neat, very clean.
right? And from the outside, you can see that the, you know, the windows were closed, but they were not shuttered, and the drapes were not drawn. Now that you're in the house, in the kitchen, you can see it's very clean. It's very neat. There's a bit of a stale smell. I mean, not anything, you know, particularly suspicious. But you get the feeling that the house is being maintained, but that it's otherwise empty. It's not being lived in.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Mr. Kearns was browsing the mail. Yep. So the mail, Mr. Edwards' mail, there's a handful of bills. You know, there's a utility bill and a water bill and that sort of thing. The latest catalog from JCPenney and from Sears, Roebuck and Company. And there is one letter of correspondence with a return address from a Walter Hansen. No, I'm sorry, from a Arthur Gaines. Wait a second. Hold on.
Okay.
No, from a Walter Hansen. The return address being apparently the History Department of Miskatonic University in Arkham, Massachusetts.
Can I look at the utility bills and see if they seem out of whack with a single man living a quiet existence?
Make a...
I have a counting at 10.
Well, how about just a no roll?
Okay.
You know, you would know what your utility bill is. You would know...
Apparently, I am not remembering very well what my utility bill is.
Well, okay then.
I don't want to make this investigation any easier than it has to be.
Okay. I will open the letter from Miskatonic University. Oh, look! From a university. I think this is a good university, actually. I'll try to see if... Is there... you know, is the house... does it have electricity? Can we get some heat? Or... does that turn off?
I mean, it's not particularly cold to begin with, so you wouldn't expect a boiler anywhere to be running, right? Because it's all, you know, that's what the coal is for. the electricity is on. You can switch a light on, and it would come on.
Okay. I will, you know, take the time, actually, because we're not in a rush anyways. So I will boil some water and use the vapor to, you know, remove the...
You're going to steam the letter open?
Yeah, steam it and, you know, be careful.
Nice.
So okay. I would like to hang out in the front of the house so that I can see if Mr. Edwards comes to check his mail.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
See what he looks like. Okay. So forth.
Can do that. So Mr. Kearns, it takes you, you know, a little bit to you can open a cupboard and find a pot, and it's a little dusty. I mean, things in here are clean, but you can see there's a little layer of dust on the pot. You fill it with water and
Kearns thinks for a moment, you know, to leave here. No one's gonna notice,
except for the cleaning people.
As you look around, there isn't any wood for the stove though.
Oh,
making things difficult.
It's just an envelope. It's not that difficult.
Very well. I will open the letter then.
Okay.
Rip it open.
Yep. I'll just
can always burn it
open
later.
Open the envelope. Yep.
Yep. Burn it and deny all knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a letter. It's handwritten, from a Mr. Walter Hansen. Said. The tone of the letter seems generally friendly. The gist of the letter seems to be that you kind of get the feeling that Hansen is friends with Edwards, and apparently Edwards has been asking him to do some research about a Dr. Alvin Masters. And the letter, basically says, I looked into those last items that you had asked me about. I haven't been able to find any more information on Dr. Masters' experiments. I think you already have everything.
Huh. Looks like he's actually running some experiments. So,
is there a, you said history, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, interesting. Masters experiments. Historians don't normally run experiments. I wonder what this Dr. Masters, what field he's in. Very interesting.
I'm going to go and look around the rest of this house because I don't understand anything about.
You can certainly do that. The house,
is there a basement to this house?
Yes, there is.
That's where I'll go first.
Okay. The basement is empty. The house is, you kind of have to walk through. You're kind of looking around, and I guess... Ms. Phillips, made her way to the front. They looking through the rest of the house kind of continues the perception you got of, when you came into the kitchen. It looks like, the house is being maintained, but no one is living here at the moment. So it's furnished, except, the basement is empty. There doesn't look like there's been a coal delivery here for, quite some time. Otherwise, it's reasonably, otherwise it's fairly clean. There's a little bit of dust, as if it hasn't been cleaned, like yesterday or anything. But clean, well-maintained, just empty.
Elizabeth! Elizabeth!
Nice.
Are you here? No, she's not here. Okay.
You were answered with silence.
I'll just shake my head as I continue reading the letter.
That's pretty much the whole letter. It's not particularly long.
Okay. I guess we need to wait till
dark.
Till dark.
Okay, you can certainly do that.
Does Edwards ever come out of his house?
No.
Okay. Interesting.
Dinner time rolls around.
unpack
just as well
more
we've
bread
got,
and cheese.
Yeah.
The evening progresses.
When it's dark enough, I think it's time for some breaking and entering.
Sounds good.
Well, let's see if he turns lights on and all that before doing some breaking, you know? I just lost my job. I don't want to go to prison.
Free food and housing? Come on.
Sure there'll be a reward for finding the little girl.
Yeah. So what do you think psychic research is as a skill?
It's a science, of course it is.
Right? It's science.
I thought that was obvious.
Yes. What sorts of things might it allow me to do?
I speak with the dead. Precognition, postcognition.
So I will definitely then, since we have some hours in the Allenby house, I will spend some time, trying to feel for the spirit of a young girl who might have been in this house that the police obviously could not have noticed. And I will go about, especially up to something that seems like it could be the kids' bedrooms or, you know, whatever. But I'll, I will spend some time studying the Allenby house for psychic clues.
Okay. Since you are here for quite a few hours waiting for presumably, at least until sometime after dark, you can make two rolls.
Okay. The second one is a normal success.
Okay. So as you kind of wander through, and you know, maybe you go into each room and stand there quietly, close your eyes, chant a little bit, maybe. And extend your senses into the other world and call to her. Elizabeth, Elizabeth, are you here? Are you here? You don't get any response.
Okay. excellent.
I was hoping.
So, and no, and I don't sense any untoward evil.
You don't find any cold spots. You don't sense any evil presence.
Okay. I do not believe she has been here.
This house is clean.
Yeah. So how do we want to try the coal chute, or one which I can certainly fit down the coal chute, although it will be messy. I don't know if you guys can.
Do we think I would be able to fit down a standard size coal chute?
I would say that you could make your way down a coal chute as long as you are size 50 or less.
Oh, well, then no.
Now, have the lights come on his house? Because we are right across the street.
Make a spot hidden roll. Spot hidden rolls.
Spot hidden.
As darkness has fallen, lights are certainly coming on up and down the street. as you look at Mr. Edwards' house.
Oh, that's a bus.
It's really hard to tell because all the windows, again, they're shuttered.
Sure.
And okay. They're tightly shuttered. You don't see any, but you... No, you're not sure if you could... Even if there were lights on, you're not entirely certain that you could see them through the shutters. Maybe if the entire house was illuminated, you could... You know, there might be some cracks of light peeking through here or there, you think, but you certainly don't see any.
Okay. So maybe, yes, maybe we can get closer. And size 50, you said, right?
Yep.
Check. Uh, 55. What about you?
Yeah, I can fit. I just would be down there myself. I'm happy to go.
Yeah. We'll be right there, you know, in case you need us. So.
Right there, but unable to help. Yes, I understand. but yeah, once we open up the chute, we can see if it is obvious that there's somebody. I mean, presumably no one is hanging out in the coal bin, but that is a good place to hide a person.
Well, I'm happy to go through the front door.
We can do that too. Maybe we could do both.
Mm.
You can go to the front door and that will distract him, and I'll go in through the coal chute and see what I find. Be exciting.
Sounds like a plan.
Excellent. All right. And Karen's, you can come with me to help get the padlock open.
We're just gonna tell him that we're looking for the missing girl. We're not gonna tell him that, you know, he has her or anything like that. Okay.
Okay.
Just follow my lead. I'm talking to Alan.
Oh, right.
So I was going to go to the front door.
Right.
No punching, Alan.
And so I pull out my blackjack and say, oh, wasn't going to.
Excellent.
Blackjack, 1d8 plus damage bonus. Amazing.
Wow. Well, come along, Mr. Cairns. Help me get the coal chute open while Alan goes and pays a visit with Mr. Edwards.
Very well, let me help you.
Okay. So Mr. Pedersen is going to the front door, and then Ms. Phillips and Mr. Cairns are going to the coal chute. Is that the immediate plan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's start with Ms. Phillips and Mr. Kearns. Make your way around back to the push through. It's pretty easy to get through the fence. You know, there's, as I said, there's a number of boards that are in desperate need of repair. So you can certainly there's some that are just ready to fall off. So it's very easy to just have them fall off suddenly.
Okay. Yep.
Slip through the fence, make your way up to the coal chute. It is a coal chute. There's a padlock on it.
All right. Mr. Pedersen? Mr. Cairns?
Yeah. I broke the crew bar. Just to see if I can, put some pressure. If I can get it open.
Give me a strength roll with a bonus die.
Very well. I like bonuses. Check. Oh, yeah, that's a pass. Actually, both of them are.
You actually don't break open the padlock, but the latch that it is attached to pops out of the wood of the door.
Oops!
Pretty easily.
Security's only as strong as the weakest link.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yep.
And thank you, sir.
The smell of coal wafts up to you.
Any light, or is it dark down there?
It is dark down there.
All right. So
here,
I would like.
Here's my lantern.
Yeah. Thank you. I would like to drop the crowbar. Is it a vertical shoot?
It's you can
a slope to it.
You know, you can kind of peer down to it. There's a little bit of a slope to it. But then it's, you know, I mean, it's only like 3 or 4 feet long, and then you can see there's a coal bin.
All right. So I'd like to drop the crowbar down there.
Okay.
And then slide down after the crowbar.
Okay. Real quick, Mr. Pedersen, make a listen roll.
Okay. Success. Hard success.
You hear what you would clearly recognize as the sound of a lock being broken from around the back of the house. And then the banging rattle of something metal on something metal.
I will knock on the door loudly.
Okay. We will cut back to Miss Phillips, having dropped the crowbar down the chute.
Yep. So I climb down the chute with the flashlight somewhere.
Okay.
My purse.
Of course. Mr. Kearns, what are you up to as Miss Phillips disappears down the coal chute?
Okay. I'll do that. And sit there and listen in case that she cries for help.
Okay. Mr. Pedersen, there is no answer.
I will open the door.
Okay. Strength roll.
Okay. No. Can I spend luck?
Of course you can.
Then I will spend 12 points of luck to make that a success.
You open the door.
Excellent.
Let us cut back to Miss Phillips.
So take out the flashlight, find the crowbar, and look for a way out of the coal bin.
Okay. It's pretty easy to climb out of the coal bin. Make a spot hidden roll.
96. Coal dust.
Okay. Yeah, you're able to grab your crowbar and climb out of the coal bin. You are quite covered in coal dust.
And what am I in as I shine the flashlight around?
You are in a room. There is a door, there's a furnace, and a water heater, in addition to the coal bin.
I will go listen carefully at the door. Listen. Is the water heater running?
It is not.
Okay. I will go listen carefully at the door. And I will spend 3 luck on my listen roll to make a normal success.
Okay. Moment. You can hear a humming, like a mechanical electrical kind of humming.
I would like to extend my extrasensory perceptions beyond the door, searching for the energies of life.
Okay. Make a roll.
That is a normal success.
You feel something. You can't identify it. You know, I mean, certainly in your... you know, long and illustrious career as a spiritualist, you know, you've felt the presence of, you know, of the dead. You know, you've felt, you know, the presence of demons and evil spirits and you know, ghosts out for revenge. This isn't any of those things. It's
not something alive.
Well,
I mean, not a human, not a person.
Yeah, you really don't know what it is, but it's something different and something deeply, deeply disturbing to you, actually, enough to make a sand roll, I think.
Excellent. That one is a success.
I think that's just worth 1 point.
Okay.
Mr. Pedersen, you find yourself in a foyer.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not that bright, am I? Edwards, where are you?
Miss Phillips, make a listen roll.
That is a success.
You can hear Mr. Pedersen calling out above you.
As planned.
Sure.
Okay, do I hear any response? In the basement?
Neither of you hear any response.
Okay.
Is this like a bungalow, or has this got an upstairs?
Yes, there is a second floor. There is an upstairs as well as the basement.
I'll do a quick sweep. So basically, check all the rooms on this level, and then head upstairs, check all the rooms. Not an in-depth search, just seeing if there's someone there.
Okay, just a moment. Let me cut this out.
Ooh, do we get a map?
So yes, your quick search of the first and second floors of the house. You don't find anyone. Oops, that's not what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But you can, you know, definitely very quickly get the layout of the house. And it is as such. Boink.
Oh, it's a bit too small for me to see. There we go. Okay, so, and I assume I didn't find anyone else, you would have told me.
That is correct.
Okay.
Big house, wow.
Right. Ms. Phillips.
With some trepidation, since I've realized that I can't actually go back out the way I came in, bad part of the plan, I will open up the door.
Okay. You open up the door, and you find yourself in what appears to be... do I have anything on this? Anything in particular? In basically just another little basement room. This is kind of a, you know, the storage for the house. There are stairs leading up, and there are some shelves on the wall with just kind of household sundries mostly. There's some tools and, you know, bits of, electrical equipment and nothing you recognize. There are two doors. There's the stairs leading up that are right near the door that you came in from where the coal bin was. There's a door right next to the stairs, which is actually standing open. And you can kind of peer in, and it appears to be the laundry room. Yeah, there's some washing tubs and a scrubbing board and that kind of thing. And then there's another door at the opposite end of the room, which is shut.
Can I trace either the humming or the strange spiritual presence to the other door or anywhere else in particular?
You may, yes. In fact, you do.
Both of them to the same place?
That is correct.
All right. So I hear Pedersen tromping around. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to call up to Cairns, and I'm going to say, Cairns, go in the front and find Pedersen. I'll meet you upstairs.
Okay, we'll do that.
And I will head up the stairs.
Okay. Mr. Pedersen, are you doing anything in particular, or do you just want to meet Miss Phillips when she comes upstairs?
That's where I would head next, basically, to the basement, and then I guess she'll be coming up.
Okay. Yep. We'll kind of fake the time a little bit, and you come back downstairs just as Miss Phillips is coming upstairs. Just as Mr. Kearns is coming in the front door through the foyer, and you all kind of meet right there at the base of the stairs.
Oh, was the door open, Alan?
Yeah.
Should have tried that first. You thinking?
There's a presence in the basement of some sort. I'm flummoxed. I have no idea what it could be, but I think it's perhaps what we've come looking for.
It's not a little girl.
But not.
Can I look around the house and see if I spot anything, like if a little girl has been taken here? Maybe something was left, or you know, if he's been taking care of her in a way instead of having her in a cage. You know, something tell us he's not alone.
Sure, if you want to take some time to search the house.
Yeah, let's see if we can find anything before going to the basement. So we need to incriminate him with the police. Let's try to find anything here.
I will do my psychic search for the girl while he does a physical search for because I know the police have already been here. So
okay, go ahead and make your psychical search roll there, Miss Phillips.
06. That is an extreme success.
The only presence you feel, you can feel a very thin presence from Mr. Pedersen, a slightly more substantial presence from Mr. Kearns.
Hey.
And then the whatever that thing, strange feeling you get from the basement is. So Mr. Kearns, as you wander through the house, kind of searching it, you don't find anything particularly interesting on this first floor. You know, the living room is a living room. It's furnished as you would expect. Dining room, kitchen, sitting room, nothing too
exciting. Okay. He was, according to the letter, he was gathering some... you know, something in order to run some experiments. So I'll see if I find anything of that that is not in the basement. And I'll go to the master room as well on the second floor.
Okay.
Carefully. One step at a time.
Yeah, I mean, presumably Mr. Pedersen, if you mention that you're looking for that kind of thing, you know, Mr. Pedersen would tell you that there was a study upstairs with all sorts of books and papers in it.
Okay.
Sounds interesting.
Okay. I'll go up.
Okay. So the study or the master bedroom?
Study first.
Okay. Hang on real quick. Before we do that, a slight retcon. Mr. Pedersen, would you make a spot hidden roll?
Yes. 62 is not a success.
Okay. Never mind then. So sorry, Mr. Kearns, you were
headed, a very brief search.
You were headed to...
the studio first.
Okay, the study.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, the study is very clearly the study. There are lots of bookcases, lots of books.
Anything that calls my attention, like shady or?
Real quick, there's also a desk with a jumble of papers. You know, a quick scan of the books You see a number of titles and just kind of the style of books kind of remind you of the bookshelves at Miss Phillips. There's books on, you know, a number of books on the occult. There's books on religion, books on mythology, mathematics, chemistry, physics. You do, there's a rather large book that kind of draws your attention just because of the name. It's called The Golden Bow, The Golden Bow. There's another book that draws your attention because the name is, you've never heard such a name before, and it's called Azathoth and Other Horrors.
A cute collection of fairy tales.
Okay. You know, I'll grab them and browse them very quickly. Have they been used recently? Do they have notes on the sites?
They are well worn, and yes, there are all sorts of notes throughout the entire, throughout the entirety of both. They're both very dense. You don't really get anything obvious from it, other than that they're they're very complex, very dense books that you don't really understand anything from just a quick perusal of them.
Okay. What are you planning, Mr. Edwards? I'll check the desk.
Okay.
Go through the papers.
So the papers are, they're all stacks of handwritten notes. They're completely disorganized. Not in the sense of, you know, like someone has been searching through them and has thrown them around anywhere, but just in the sense of, you know, the person whose desk this is clearly does not keep anything in any sort of order that perhaps anyone besides him would recognize. Make a English roll.
04.
So you're able to, you know, decipher enough of the notes to figure out that, I mean, these are clearly from Mr. Edwards, that he is trying to build some kind of machine. And it appears the machine he's building appears to be based on the work of Dr. Masters. And it's a machine that is supposed to, you think, provide some kind of physical proof of the supernatural.
As if anyone needs that.
Is there any mention of human sacrifice to get it running?
Not that you are able to find in quick perusal.
Okay, very good. So I will keep. Now that I've seen that this man is crazy, I'll just go around the house looking for Elizabeth.
Okay.
Elizabeth!
The drawers in the desk were locked.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Okay, no. I will try to break them.
Okay.
Why not?
Strength roll.
70 out of 70.
Yeah, it's just a little simple desk lock. You're able to break it open. Inside, you find a large leather-bound handwritten, clearly a journal.
Okay. All right.
But the journal, the journal itself, there's, you know, you can kind of quickly scan through it. It appears to be Mr. Edwards. No, sorry. The journal itself is actually Dr. Master's journal.
Oh.
Much of the, it's looks like it's been in or near a fire. A lot of the pages and, you know, the edges are singed and blackened. And there are very clearly kind of large sections of the journal which have been torn out and are missing.
This is interesting. So he is doing an experience from, you know, that Mr. Masters was doing before, and so there was a somewhere there was a fire in between.
what's this all got to do with the girl?
Well, it's going to tell us exactly why he kidnapped the girl, so we can tell the police. But because we don't know if she's alive. Miss Phillips hasn't feel any other presence in the house.
I believe the machine is in the basement.
Yeah, maybe that's what you're feeling, because it's it is supernatural. Something supernatural. So you should know about that.
Something, yes, something I don't recognize. Some sort of life force.
All right, oh, I guess.
Books? Huh. Wow. Yes.
What happened?
Library.
Yeah, look at these books. This Asatov thing looks very old.
These are books that are only rumored to exist. He is quite the researcher. He has, collected these together. Well, perhaps they will... Well, we'll see. Yes.
I'll check the
other... They may need a new home.
Very good. I don't think he's going to need them anymore in jail.
Well, it's very strange. I'm sure he's not here. But he never goes out.
That's weird.
I don't know what has happened to him.
Let's see if we find Elizabeth in the other rooms. There are a few of them. Elizabeth!
I think Pedersen already... You looked, right, Alan?
Yeah.
Sorry? For what?
I'm just confirming that you looked in all the rooms.
I think so.
Yeah.
You may not be entirely certain as to the depth of Mr. Pedersen's search.
Right. very well. Yes, I mean, I am sure I would be aware of her if she were here, but we can look.
Maybe she was here. She left something behind. Let's go through the rooms.
Maybe she was here.
Where's Edwards?
Edwards is not here. That's surprising, but. Unless the machine is covering his presence, is hiding it, there are ways to hide one's spirit, and it may be that.
Or maybe he's dead already, you know? Maybe he did something with his machine that killed him. That's why he didn't...
I don't sense his dead spirit, but perhaps, yes, we shall see.
He's not here, he was taken somewhere else by this machine... Kearns doesn't believe any of that, of course, but he's trying to be nice to Miss Phillips.
Yeah, I can tell. All right, yeah, I guess we'll take a walkthrough of the rest of the house again.
Okay, so I know Mr. Kearns wanted to check out the master bedroom as well, so you'd probably head there first.
Correct.
It is a bedroom. There's a bed. There is a nightstand with a drawer and a closet.
And a bathroom. I'll take a look in the nightstand.
In the nightstand is a 9mm pistol.
Very good.
It is loaded.
Ooh! Wow.
It is a semi-automatic pistol. There is a spare magazine loaded next to the pistol, and there is a nearly full box of ammunition for the pistol.
Interesting. Well, I guess I can put that in my purse.
What about the closet?
The closet contains a laundry hamper. There are dirty clothes in it. Give me a spot hidden roll.
Nope. Alan! See if you spot any blood here in these dirty clothes for the girl.
Okay, spot hidden. 01. What a waste.
Nice.
So Mr. Pedersen actually goes through the hamper, and at the bottom, underneath all the clothes, there is a steel. There is a strong box.
Whoa!
I can. Is it locked?
It is.
Is it openable with a crowbar?
It is.
I do that then.
Strength roll.
39 hard success.
Yep, you're easily able to pop it open. There is a stack of cash.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Pedersen is probably very good at counting money, so there's a little over $200 in cash.
Ooh, nice.
Oh.
Put that in my pocket.
There are some papers. You flip through, you see a deed to this house. Some insurance papers, some stock certificates, and there is also a small journal.
Uh-huh.
Which appears to be, you know, from the plate, appears to be from Mr. Edwards.
Okay. What?
Is that a journal? From his?
It looks like words, yeah.
Yeah. Let me take a look at it.
Hand it over to my intellectual superior.
I'll start reading it.
Okay. So yeah, it's a fairly long journal. It's not recent. It's from about 10 years ago to maybe 5 years ago. And you don't really gain a whole lot from it other than, you know, this is, you know, Mr. Edwards journaling his days at university, at which he appears to have been mostly doing researching occult topics of some description.
And a student of Mr. Masters.
Did he buy this house then 5 years ago or longer ago?
Just a couple years ago.
Okay, so he hasn't been here very long. Nope. And he was at Miskatonic or somewhere else?
Yes, he was at Miskatonic.
A fine school for occult studies.
I'll say nothing about Elizabeth here either. Damn it. Well,
interesting. Well, is it time to see what he was up to?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
Still no clues about the little girl.
No, but a good mystery. Yes, I will lead him down to the basement.
That's a good mystery.
I might wash off some of the coal dust and then and before heading down.
Sure. So as you guys, you know, make your way down from the second floor, you can all make spot hidden rolls.
04.
98.
That's extreme. I had to wash the dust out.
Yes. So Miss Phillips, as you're heading from the second floor, as you're about to go down the stairs. You do peek in, you know, the door to the lounge is standing open, and you notice, you know, there's a fireplace, and there is a shotgun hanging over the fireplace.
Oh, he is quite well armed. That's rather odd for this neighborhood. Rather odd for Hartford.
Or for an occultist.
Is he? So I want to. I'll look in there. Is he? Is it? Is there other signs of him being a hunter? Are there, you know, birds, stuffed birds, or something, or whatever in the room?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, Jim, before going down, I will just open the other rooms. There are like three more rooms, right? So I will open them. Elizabeth, go to the next one. Elizabeth, are you here? Elizabeth.
Yeah, they're empty.
Is the shotgun loaded?
It is not.
And is there ammunition on the mantle or some other nearby place?
A quick search of the room, you pull open a couple drawers, and in one of the drawers you can find a box of 20-gauge shotgun shells.
Interesting. I wonder why he had a shotgun.
He was afraid of the police.
Perhaps.
Of course.
Maybe he was scared of burglars.
Huh, yeah. Well, I'll set it back on the mantle. We should bring it, but it seems weird.
at least we know where it is.
Exactly. When we run the screaming, we can find it.
Yeah.
Okay. And, yeah, so down we go to our destiny.
Basement. Yeah. Where we will all die.
So yeah, I'll get to the door. Is there any light? I want to turn off the flashlight and see if there's any light coming out from under the door, listen at the door, etc.
There is not.
Okay. I guess just that humming noise. All right, I will open the door and then turn on the flashlight.
Okay. You do that. You see a room. Inside the room are some electromechanical apparati. One of them appears to be some kind of like generator, and that's what's making the humming noise.
Okay.
In the center of the room is a rather large, heavy-looking machine. It's about 8 feet tall and perhaps 12 feet around. It's covered
in... Look at that!
It's covered in all sorts of dials and switches and buttons and these sorts of things. There's a steel arm that extends from one side of the machine into the wall.
Okay.
Towards the wall. At the end of that arm is a large, about 6 feet around, steel hoop, which is webbed with metal wires.
Okay, and is there an instruction book? A big red button? I don't know.
There's a big red button and a big green button. One labeled on, excellent. One labeled off.
Off, yep.
No, there is not.
I no have doors both
in this room.
I'm sorry?
Any go other ahead. Doors?
No.
Okay.
In fact, I will go ahead and I'm going to replace the map I gave you previously with one that now includes the basement, now that you've seen the entire basement.
I have both electrical and mechanical repair. Can I make a sense of, what the machine is actually for, or?
You can make both roles, sure.
Well, the gate, obviously. There's one door. There's the closet there, right?
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. Search there.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't pass any of the rolls, so.
Okay.
No.
Well, you don't have a job.
Yeah. That's why I don't have a job. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
What rolls do you want, sorry? Spot hidden.
Electrical repair or and or mechanical repair.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, I suppose I have a 0-1 chance, don't I?
No, they're 10% both 10%.
Chances. Oh, that's right. Okay. 37 and 63. Oh, I know what this is. And I go and I pull out some coil of wire or something. And...
Nice. So is the generator obviously hooked up to this large machine?
Yes.
All right. And there's no presence, no sign of a person anywhere?
That is correct.
And nothing in the closet?
That is also correct.
So this is a great machine that proves supernatural.
Proves he was innocent, you know? I knew it all along. This man, Burbridge, is crazy.
Where has Edward gone to?
You know, maybe he's visiting his sister. What do we know?
So, I think with a really good psychic roll, I could tell, and maybe by looking for smudges in the grease and so forth, I could tell which switches were most recently used.
Sure, you can make a hard, either a hard psychical roll or a hard spot hidden roll.
Apparently, I can make neither.
Make a spot hidden roll. Try to
attempt.
Not 93. The hard.
Is that good enough?
Nope. Yeah. Well, I guess we're done.
Yeah. We have, he's innocent. We got a few books, a handgun, and $200.
$200.
Exactly. Nothing here.
So the only thing I can think of is spending some time with the figuring out what the research is about, and you know, trying to really read Master's journal to figure out what this machine ought to do and how it ought to work. But that seems like something we would do elsewhere, you know, perhaps in the intervening weeks while we're going on with our lives. And then maybe that brings us back into this basement. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think we need to search the other houses.
All that. Wow.
Yeah.
The night is young.
For Lisa?
Yeah.
Well, he was building a machine. And he was thinking that it was a spiritual machine. Maybe he actually needed the human sacrifice. I agree with me, Phillips.
There's no sign she was ever here.
No.
I
but the police have already visited all the houses, no?
This house has a secret room. Maybe others do.
Where is the secret room in this house?
Oh, I thought we're in the secret room. Are we just in the normal room?
It's not particularly secret.
Looks secret to me.
All right, let's see. What else? Okay. So we got on the basement. We got the gate room, the closet, the storage room, laundry room. There's some stairs going down, or those are the ones
those
going
up? Those are the stairs going up. That's where you came down.
Going up, yeah. Water heater, coal beam. What can we look for here? Where is this guy, though?
Exactly. He went through the hoop.
You guys are crazy.
Can I get idea rolls from everyone?
Okay.
Hard success.
97. I need to actually succeed. All right.
Okay. Sorry, Jonathan, you said you succeeded?
Yep.
Okay.
Grace has a hard success.
Okay. Just a moment. Miss Phillips, you don't have any particular idea.
Okay.
Oh. I'll go and search through the coal bin then.
Excellent. Yeah, I guess I would start skimming Masters' journal to try to figure out what the machine. I mean, how it's supposed to prove the supernatural. Since this is sort of in my area of
expertise. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, the coal beam doesn't sound like a bad idea. See if the little girl is sitting there, dead. Well, her body.
Okay, yeah, the coal bin that Miss Phillips fell in. Mr. Pedersen, Mr. Kearns, you two can make your way down there and search through the, dig through the coal bin. You find lots of coal. You get very dirty.
Oh, no.
About halfway down, you see a flash of blue covered in coal dust. Managed to dig out a rather dirty, because it's been covered in coal, pale blue dress.
No!
About the size of which might be worn by a young girl.
No!
This guy is gonna pay.
Ah, well, with her dress, perhaps I can find her. That is just the sort of connection I need.
Can I get idea rolls from Mr. Pedersen and Mr. Kearns?
Okay. 98.
Nice. Tim. I've got a Tim.
Okay. Let me give this idea to Mr. Kearns then. Where are you?
I haven't got the idea yet.
Slowly developing.
The cogs are turning. Yeah.
I'm thinking hard.
Okay, there you go. Miss Phillips, you wanted to use the dress and use your psychic powers
on the dress to trace the owner, find the history of, yeah.
Okay.
See what has become of her.
Take a hold of the dress, close your eyes, expand your consciousness.
But I cannot roll dice. You know what? We'll just spend all the luck. I don't care. Let's make this a success. That might be interesting. Normal success.
Okay. Let me come back to that in just a second. So, Mr. Kearns, anything?
I was thinking that probably Cole was, he asked for the call after he murdered the little girl. What's the other way to get something into this bin?
Well, so you could just dump it in, right?
Yeah.
From where you are.
But anyone could dump it in, couldn't they?
Or you could dump it down the coal chute.
Oh no, but it was locked from the outside. So did how does it work? Do people who deliver coal have keys for these things, or?
That's an interesting question. Typically a coal chute would not be locked. You would
know that. Mm-hmm.
For exactly okay. that reason, right? Because the delivery guys
so and dump it. Probably she was playing around and she fell into the
but it was locked.
The coal beam.
So he had to have done it.
And I'll point out, just in case it wasn't, you found her dress, not her body.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I should do instead of spending luck to make it more interesting is I should take the dress into the machine room and really, really dig deep. Because in the machine room, there's some sense of some supernatural thing that I don't understand, right?
Yes.
So that's a dangerous place, but obviously a powerful place. So I will take the dress in there and maybe get the incense out of the purse and really set up to do this properly.
Okay.
As a pushed roll. And we'll see what horror happens when I fail. Which I not only fail, but I fail spectacularly with a 99.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so yeah, you set up all your incense and you probably start chanting and you push your mind out into the other world, calling for Elizabeth, looking for any trace of her. Make a sand roll.
Oh, yeah. That is a success.
You certainly don't get any trace of Elizabeth. But whatever that presence is that you felt earlier, you feel it even more strongly now. And you get this flash of something horrible with lots of eyes, and they turn their gaze on you, and you may lose a D4 San.
Awesome. D4. That is 2.
As you scream in terror.
Yeah.
Suddenly snap out of it. And I think that's a good place to end it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Awesome.
Very good. Good mystery.
I wasn't completely certain that we'd get through that in one session. I figured it would take 2. I thought it would probably take 2. So.
Oh, okay.
Kind of depending on what you guys did. But.
Yeah.
I found something.
Given the nature of our group to avoid any investigation, I thought it might be possible to do in one. But.
Oh, if we'd just gone straight for the basement and.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of stuff even before, breaking into the house that you could have gone.
Right, a lot of things we could have done. Yeah.
Looking for and studying and
yeah.
people to talk to.
Yeah. I mean,
there's no shortage of bypassed clues here, right? So.
Sure. Yeah.
So yeah. Hopefully that was okay.
That was great.
Yep.
Yes, we're on in 2. Well, tomorrow, I guess, right?
Is it tomorrow? I guess it is. Yes.
Tomorrow night.
Yep.
The Falcon. Yeah. Dun,
dun, dun. Bypassed clues.
Are we? Okay. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was just
so are we gonna finish this scenario, Jim? Or?
Well, not tomorrow, but.
No, I mean, eventually. Yeah.
Well, I hope
we should
so.
Do. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Yep. So, good. Maltese Falcon tomorrow, nothing next weekend. So, 2 weeks. So tomorrow and then 2 weeks, right?
So, I'm still in the US on the 27th. I probably won't be able to play.
Yeah, in 2 weeks, I don't think I will be able to play. I will be at Colorado.
Cool.
So it depends.
We do have internet in the U.S. I mean, Skype does.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just pointing that out.
It just depends on what my coworkers want to do there.
Sure.
Yeah. So we'll see. Maybe I can play.
At 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Right. Well, right. It's gonna be 7 a.m. Yeah. You're right.
Well, no, in Colorado it'll be 8 a.m.
It'll be 8.
Well,
it's really a question of what they wanted to do on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where will you be, Jonathan?
I'll be in Boston.
Yeah, that'll be 9 a.m. Or sorry, 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
I probably won't be able to give up 2 hours.
Okay.
I'll have to go and do sightseeing things.
We'll figure it out then. Maybe we're back in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Cool.
Start cool. Tomorrow.
It was fun. Yep.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, happy birthday.
Take care, guys.
See some of you next week.
Bye. All right, guys. Yeah. Amazing. Talk to you later. Bye.